Glossary. Beauteous.
Beautiful.
Adore.
Worship.
Oath.
Although. Even if.
Hath.
Has.
Joy.
Derive joy.
Have you ever seen this musical instrument? Where have you seen it? When? Do you know its name? Have you seen any other musical instruments? Can you name them? Have you ever played on any one of them?
Music is an inseparable part of our social and cultural life. Singing and playing on various musical instruments such as Nadaswaram, violin, flute, dholaks, and other musical instruments is very common on all special occasions such as marriages, festivals, and other social and cultural events.
Of all musical instruments, veena enjoys a special status. That is why Sarangadeva, a great musicologist of the 13th century, said that veena represents all gods and goddesses and is therefore capable of bestowing all kinds of divine blessings.
Veenas are famous by the towns where they are made. Thus, we have Tanjavur veena, Mysore veena, Tiruvananthapur veena, and Ramkur veena. In Andhra Pradesh, Bobbili veena and Nujivedu veena are well known.
Bobbili is located at some 55 kilometers away from Vijayanagaram in the north coast of Andhra Pradesh. The erstwhile jamindars of both Vijayanagaram and Bobbili were experts in music and dance. They were great patrons of learning and fine arts. Their love for music gifted this wonderful and enchanting instrument to the lovers of music all over the world.
The present Bobbili veena came to existence in the 19th century. A Vijayanagaram craftsman named Musanna Chinnaya challenged the artisans of Bobbili to make veenas showing their best craftsmanship. Bobbili Raja Rao Venkata Kumara Krishna Rangarao, who was also an excellent musician, accepted the challenge. He asked Sarvasiddhi Achana to make an exceptional veena. He did it so in 2 months. He replaced the preceding veena, which was 45 inches long, with the 1 inch 54 inches long and with a diameter of 14.5 inches. The frets of all other veenas are made of brass, whereas these are made of bell metal in the case of Bobbili veena.
Even today, it is the descendants of Sarvasiddhi Achana who are engaged in making the Bobbili veena. A few other families set up shops across the country for marketing the veena.
The artisans formed a cooperative society called the Sarada Veena Society in 1959. It started working at the Crafts Development Society in Golapalli village. The Andhra Pradesh Handicrafts Development Society extended its helping hand to market their products. These artisans are also making miniature veenas as gift items. The Madras Telugu Academy is one important pattern for these miniature veenas. Glossary.
Integral.
Necessary and important.
Status.
Social rank or place.
Musicologist.
One who studies music.
Rivalry.
Competition.
Frets.
Metal steps on the neck of a veena or guitar.
Enchanting.
Pleasing greatly.
Existence.
Be present or be reality.
Craftsman.
A person who has a skill at marketing things.
Artisan.
A person who is good at skilled work with his hands.
Craftsmanship.
skill at making things.
Exceptional,
extremely good.
Patron,
one who supports or helps.
Patronage,
support or help.
Stressful,
difficult and troublesome.
Reading card, an artist and a rich lady. Once, a rich lady asked a well-known artist to paint her portrait. The artist worked hard on the portrait for many days. When the picture was ready, he invited the lady to his studio. The lady came to the studio. She had her pet dog with her. She was very fond of the dog. She believed that it was the cleverest little animal in the world. The lady showed her portrait to the dog. "Look, Tommy," she said, "here is your mistress." But the dog showed no interest. The wealthy lady turned to the artist and said, "I don't want this portrait. It does not look like me at all. Even my dog is not able to recognize me in the portrait." The artist was a man of worldly wisdom. He knows about the strange ways of the wealthy people. So he did not argue. He simply said, "Madam, please come again. Tomorrow I'll make the portrait look so real that your Tommy will show its love for it."
The next day, the lady visited the studio once again.
The dog wagged its tail and ran to the portrait. It liked the portrait with great interest. The lady said, "How wonderful, how beautiful. My Tommy likes the portrait and so I too like it. Please wrap it up." The artist asked for a big price and she paid willingly. The artist had a hearty laugh. He did not perform any miracle. He just rubbed the portrait with a juicy piece of meat. Its smell made the dog like it. Glossary: portrait,
picture,
wealthy,
rich,
recognize,
identify,
wrap it up,
pack it up,
miracle,
superhuman act. Unit 5, Tag 5x8, listening input. The desert. When God first created the world, there was no desert. The whole world was filled with lands full of beautiful gardens. God created man to maintain the world. He said to the man, "Every time you commit a sin, there will be a peck of sand falling on the ground." The man thought, "What harm will a peck of sand do? Let me live as I please." He started committing sins and pecks of sand started falling on the ground. Still, man continued to commit crimes. And the effect is that today there are many deserts around us. Moral: as you sow, so you reap.